There's about 10 times or more babies who die in the first year for each mother that dies. So I'll talk about neonatal and perinatal mortality. I don't have anything to any conflicts, just that I'm part of the neonatal research network. And I'd like to go over the causes of neonatal mortality and put it into perspective about infant mortality and understand the interventions that may have strong potential. Address one specific one. So, what are the causes of child mortality? These are all the causes, but what I like to emphasize is that 41% are neonatal death. And as you can see here, the major causes are preterm birth and birth asphyxia and sepsis. And many of the preterm birth die from causes that can be overcome very easily with essential care to the newborn. So this is to give you the number of deaths. So stillbirth is 3 million stillbirth per year, but what's interesting is that probably two-thirds of these are babies who are born with heart rate, and they're called stillbirth because they're not resuscitated. And then you have the rest, neonatal and child mortality, the causes. And 98% of these infants who die in developing countries. So the risk for dying is at least 10 times, maybe up to 100 times higher, depending on the country, compared to the developed world. And the sad thing is that the majority of the deaths are healthy full-term babies, otherwise healthy full-term babies who are dying. And WHO has developed a program called Essential Newborn Care that sets minimum standard for training birth attendants in neonatal care. These are very simple things like universal precautions, routine neonatal care, thermoregulation, breastfeeding, kangaroo, skin-to-skin care, care of the small baby, and common illnesses. And there's very little penetration of these programs, many times because people are concerned if you keep sick babies alive, if they're going to be handicapped, so we will address that later. So essential newborn care should be evaluated at first level hospitals as well as at home. So we are performing research to test these things, these interventions in both settings. This is a map of infant mortality, and you can see that the major, in terms of the rate of mortality, the highest rates are in Africa and sub-Saharan Africa, as well as Afghanistan, as you see there, where about one in four babies or one in five babies dies before the first year of life. So it's a huge mortality. But in terms of the number of babies, because of the high density population in the population density in Southeast Asia, India, as you heard, is the one contributing the most death. In terms of the specific causes of death for neonatal mortality, this is countries in the Americas. But to tell you the importance of birth asphyxia in middle-income countries, you can see Mexico here, where half of the babies who die in the first month of life die from birth asphyxia. And that's also quite high in many other mid-income countries in America. So this problem is also very prevalent in the moderate or middle-income countries. So we did two studies, one in Zambia and one that we call the Common Protocol in multiple countries. The one in Zambia was institutional-based. The one in the Common Protocol was community-based. In Zambia, we trained formally trained midwives. We trained them in essential newborn care as well as in neonatal resuscitation. In the community study, we trained all birth attendants, including traditional birth attendants. A bit controversial, but we agree with the presentation before that many of these births are at home with traditional birth attendants, so we have to reach them. We use a unique design called the pre-post control study with active baseline data collection. I'll give you more details of that. We tested this in the first level hospitals, so like primary hospitals with low risk deliveries, and a total of 71,000 births, so one of the largest studies in neonatal interventions. And as you can see here, the primary outcome, all-cause 7-day neonatal mortality was reduced by almost 50%. as well as other specific causes of mortality were also reduced. And if you look at a generalized estimating model, equation model, because there's a bit of loss to follow up, you can see that the reduction was very marked by about 10 per thousand with each intervention of essential newborn care and then neonatal resuscitation. So you go from 36 per thousand to down to 16 per thousand, the 20 per thousand reduction, more than 50% reduction, about 60% reduction in neonatal mortality, 7-day neonatal mortality. But most of the death occur in communities, especially at home. So we wanted to go to traditional birth attendants and teach them. And so we did the population-based prospective study, first a pre-post study and then a cluster randomized after that. In 96 communities, we trained a total of 3,600 birth attendants, so many, many, many birth attendants. And we trained them in data collection before we even started data collection. So we also trained them in clinical measures, including fetal heart rate, heart monitoring, Apgar scoring, Ballard, Ellis neurological examination. So we trained them in all of this, so we had a really good baseline. That's the critical thing of the active baseline data collection study. It's sort of equivalent to a randomized controlled trial when it's such a trial is not possible, like in educational interventions. So we trained in ENC and then had post-ENC data collection, and you can see here the number of patients here screened, 59,000 patients total. We consented 99.7% because it was an educational intervention. It was easy to get consents. We enrolled the 98% who were above 1,500 grams because below 1,500 grams, they tend to not be able to get enough care. And we had 7-day follow-up, 99.2%, which is very high follow-up rates, especially in these very rural communities. And the results, the main result was a reduction in stillbirth, as you can see here, about a 33% reduction in stillbirth. This includes both fresh and macerated stillbirth, so obviously the reduction is in the fresh stillbirth. The all-cause neonatal mortality did not decrease. It's interesting that it did not increase because stillbirth was reduced so much. So when you reduce stillbirth, these are infants at very high risk of dying in the first days, but that did not happen. So perinatal mortality did not reach statistical significance. It was my intention to treat, but if you look at just the delivery by birth attendants, it was a statistically significant reduction in perinatal mortality. And to emphasize that, as you can see here, 66% of the birth were by non-trained or non-skilled healthcare workers. As you can see here, 19% family members, 37% TBAs. You can see here the effect of essential newborn care. It worked very well in all the subgroups. 66% of the births are at home. So we were dealing with the reality that happens all over the world where the majority of the births are at home still. Because of the concern of having survivors that are handicapped, We applied and got funded by the NIH to do a study on the neurodevelopmental outcomes of infants who were resuscitated. So what we wanted to follow them and also intervene, this is an intervention that Shiva mentioned, an educational intervention to see if we can reduce handicaps in these infants. I will not present the results of the trial today. It's the results are being analyzed right now, but I present a one-year follow-up. We look at the results of the both control groups, the resuscitated infants and the non-resuscitated infants, and as you can see, they're pretty much similar. There's a little bit of more adverse outcomes in the resuscitated infants. We're following the kids for 3 years, but you can see also that the overwhelming majority of the survivors are infants who are healthy, who are fine, with 6% developmental impairment at 1 year only, when you would expect these babies would have died without resuscitation. We also look at cost effectiveness of the study. We did this on the facility-based study, which is much more cost effective, so I have to acknowledge that, but we look at cost per reduction of death, and cost per life saved and life expectancy. And as you can see here, the cost is $208 to save one life and $5 for a disability adjusted life years. So it's a remarkably low cost compared to other interventions. For example, a community newborn care package was $13, skilled birth attendant $37, oxygen delivery $50. So very cost effective. And if you apply the effects in reduction in mortality from these models to moderate, high, and very high mortality countries, there's an estimate of about 1 million lives that can be saved. Some others have done other estimates, maybe from 250,000 to well over 1 million lives could be saved every year worldwide. So in conclusion, the Essential Newborn Care Program reduced about 10 per 1,000 the neonatal mortality, the neonatal resuscitation program about 10 per 1,000 also. These are very low-cost interventions. In communities, the reduction was in stillbirth. So the program has been developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with other groups, including the USAID, NIH. It's called Helping Babies Breathe. They've actually taken the first draft of this program was the programs that we used to train resuscitation. So this is an evidence-based educational material, it's showing it's being implemented worldwide now. I want to thank the investigators in the network and the mothers and their babies who were part of this study. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.